RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Use check in motion. Still Purdy with a clean pocket. It's complete. It's Juwan Jennings to the pylon. Touchdown. The Niners take the lead.
Little Sunday night foosball with Mike Tirico, who's really, really good at calling football games. Welcome back. It's Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Kendrick Olsen sitting in for Grant Paulson. So that's the San Francisco 49ers highlight call. Yada, yada, yada. Here's the point that I'm trying to make when it comes to the 49ers. They're really good. I understand that they're really good. I understand they've had years to build their franchise. I understand they've had a lot of continuity. They've had the same head coach in place. They've had the same general manager, et cetera, in place for a while. The point, though, that I would like to make to everybody is it's hard not to see them win last night in primetime, have a chance now at the one seed overall in the NFC, and you go through their injuries. They're significant IR injuries. Everybody from Fred Warner to Nick Bosa, guys that they're paying $20 million against the cap to, who aren't available for them, haven't been pretty much all season long. Then you go down the list of guys that they were missing last night but have missed throughout the season. Brock Purdy missed a huge chunk of time. I think he's played eight games for them. Started eight games, was able to play those, missed a bunch of time. George Kittle has missed six-plus games. They've been without the services of Brandon Ayuk, who's their equivalent of Terry McLaurin. Now, I'd rather have Terry. He's a much better dude. He's not going to cause as many problems as Brandon Ayuk. But still, Brandon Ayuk was their version of that, a guy that has broken out, that they paid, that they're dedicated to. They're missing $60, $70, $80 million against their cap for pretty much the entire season. And then the weeks kind of, week-to-week type injuries, where they've been without the services of Ricky Pearsall, someone they took very high in the draft a couple years ago. They have been beset by injuries, just like Washington has. I understand Christian McCaffrey was available the whole time. He's north of 2,000 scrimmage yards. He's special. My point isn't to say, Washington should be 12-4, and I won't accept anything less. I get you're not going to be as good. I understand, Ked. I'll tag you in here in a second. My frustration is with the pulse, with kind of the narrative that injuries, and you shrug your shoulders like that's the only explanation. There were a lot of guys, this has been the drum that I've beat, and it really was crystallized last night as San Francisco was winning this thriller against Chicago. There are a lot of guys that were the plan, that they were counting on, who weren't hurt for most of the season, who didn't play particularly well. And the build wasn't enough. I understand it's not going to be the same as having been able to layer talent like you want over the course of years and what they inherited. It's an uphill climb. But there's no way you can convince me that you just go, injuries, so you get to be 4-12, maybe even 4-13 if you lose to the Eagles this weekend.
If we're going to be fair, right, talking about the injuries the 49ers have versus what the Commanders have, the 49ers have had some years where, right, Christian McCaffrey gets hurt, they're banged up, and they are 4-12, right?
Absolutely.
They're still mortal, right? They still put their pants on one leg at a time like the rest of us. That being said, even with Purdy going down, because, you know, they're good defensively, right? Robert Saleh, he's back, right? He's coordinated championship, NFC championship-type defenses, right? The one thing that stands out to me that the difference between the two bunches are, and I'm not talking about – because injuries are injuries, and that's the National Football League, and we've heard that, and people have to be able to go out there, and players got to make plays, and coaches got to put them in position to make plays. But they've always gotten the production out of that quarterback room. Whether it was Purdy, whether it was Mac, right? Like, that guy, the signal caller, right, the shot caller has always produced, right? And then when you have a back, you know, all-purpose yards around with Christian McCaffrey, right, you're able to mask a lot of some of the other inefficiencies, and you couple that with a guy who it doesn't matter if he's got John Beck, Rex Grossman, whoever it is, right, he produces offensive numbers.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is all correct. And that's kind of why I say it's not apples to apples. I will never sit there and tell you with everything that's happened with the easier schedule that San Francisco has had than Washington, that there's any way that Washington should be 12-4. Like with all the injuries and things that they've had, it is absolutely a factor. Totally fair. And your other point is very good, that they've had years where it's been too much, and they were 6-11 last year. In 2020 they were 6-10. Now surrounded by 12-5, 13-4, 12-4, 10-7, 13-3, conference championship appearances, two Super Bowl appearances in there, et cetera, where they've got a pretty good track record kind of surrounding it. I understand they haven't, it's not apples to apples. But what I keep coming back to is if you give this group here in Washington a pass by simply saying, you know, what are you supposed to do? A guy's got hurt. Their version of guys getting hurt is, you know, Trent Williams. All pro is missing some time. Our version is Dietrich Wise. And nothing wrong with Dietrich Wise. It's not his fault, Dietrich Wise. He's a good player. But they're paying him $3 million to be a run stuffer. And once he's gone, it's now a bridge too far. When Nick Bosa can't play, that's an all pro a couple years ago, consistent pro bowler, a 20 plus million year hit against the cap that he signed a handful of years ago. That guy hadn't been available all year long. Washington's version of that is a guy that was a win for them, and Dorrance Armstrong, who they plucked from Dallas, who could do a little bit more than he was being asked to do, was a part-time player, was a situational guy. They elevated him to kind of full-time starter, had a renaissance in Washington, and he was awesome. I'm not discrediting Dorrance Armstrong, but my point is, if the whole operation hinges, it sounds like I'm beating these guys up, and I don't mean to. If the whole operation hinges on Dietrich Wise, then your operation's broken. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you can't survive without a run-stuffing, stay-at-home defensive end that's going to set the edge, then you weren't going to survive. That's kind of my point. So this is part coaching. This is part Peters. This is part a million different factors. Some blame can be cast upon Rivera and the Martys for leaving the cupboard pretty bare. But there was an approach here. There was a certainty that I think there was a swing and miss when it came to this build to be prepared for any contingency beyond a couple of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, you going into this season, I can pretty much say without talking to anybody, confident that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters did not think the season would go this way.
And I didn't either, for the record.
And nobody did. Mm-hmm. Nobody did. I mean, the stark difference between this time last year to where we're at now is you couldn't be on polar opposites, right? Just from a fan base, from where the football team is. And you're 100% correct. I hate to say it. No, it doesn't make good for radio, but you cannot just blame this on injuries because everybody has injuries. And the people that you do bring in to replace those players, should be capable of doing what you were asking those other players to do, because you're not having to replace all pro type players. Like when you talk about a Nick Bosa, a Trent Williams, those type. Not losing Jaden, which I do believe was the heartbeat of this football team.
Yeah, that's massive.
I think that did something to the whole team, because when he was out there, there was a never a time last year, and even this year, if I'm being honest, where you would say, oh, we're out of this football game, because you believed in him, you believed in the offense and how he could score really quickly, right? And so some of your deficiencies didn't stand out as much because you were winning football games. And when a play was made, we were able to come back here during the week and say, oh, that play is what helped us win the football game. Whereas as now, some of those same plays are happening, but there's other plays that are negating them, and then they're losing football games, right? And so what Jaden meant to this football team, franchise quarterback, electric, right, could throw the deep ball, could run, right? He's one of the better athletes in the National Football League, right? Not having him, I think, really changed the dynamic of this football team, because it was so Jaden-focused, which it should have been, right?
Yeah.
He did everything he was supposed to do, right? He was a high draft pick, Heisman Trophy winner, is working his tail off, right? He was endorsed by Bobby Wagner, which is a future Hall of Famer, right? And so that group really worked well together, and for whatever reason this year, that chemistry has been off and those plays have not been made. So you can't blame it on injuries, because everybody deals with injuries. It's the National Football League.
And again, I'm arguing against myself here, but they suffered more than the average team. I mean, there's data points that support that, right? They had more man games missed from starters than nearly anybody, et cetera. I'm not sitting here telling you that their record should be reversed. I'm saying you can't have a month where you lose by 21 points a game in this league. That cannot happen. And there's more to it than just saying guys are hurt. So, 800-636-1067 is the phone number. What do you say to people who are telling you it's just injuries? And you want to tell me and Kedrick Olsen that it's just injuries. You're welcome to do that. Explain to us why we're wrong. 800-636-1067. I hear that narrative a ton, that the injuries, and then we kind of move on to the next thing. There's way more to it than that for me. And San Francisco is kind of my counterpoint, where they're beat up, they're missing stars, they missed a bunch of guys for a huge chunk of time, just like Washington did, and they are playing for the one seed. I'm not saying Washington should be playing for the one seed. I'm saying they should have had some meaningful games past November 1st. That's kind of what I'm talking about here.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.